Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now they're on the ball quickly. 25 seconds in the half. Fake on the inside. Handoff, throws it to the left post to Pickens. That's a touchdown.
George Pickens touchdown got Dallas on the board. Thank you to the Cowboys Radio Network. And then the Cowboys took it in the second half. Welcome to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Look like Philadelphia may cruise to a win. Dallas had other plans. The defense really stiffened in the second half, and something really went wrong with Philadelphia's offense. All of that talk about them being broken was on display. You had some superhero Dak Prescott stuff, and George Pickens may be one of the best trades that Jerry Jones has ever made.
Yeah, the Eagles want to win by not turning the ball over, and it usually works, to be honest. They've won a lot of these close games, and then they had a couple miscues, totally buried them yesterday. Not shocked at all by the Eagles. They were kind of dying to lose a game like this. Maybe, as an Eagles fan, maybe it galvanizes them. Maybe it's something you can coach off of. Meanwhile, Dallas, I got to tell you, I'm not surprised they lost this game, though, because coming in, Dak Prescott is really, really good against the Eagles, and he was really good last night, and he had enough time to throw, and that's going to kill you.
Okay, but you could have thought that the Eagles were going to lose going into this game, but then you go up 21-0. You can't be thinking then we're going to lose this game, but then again, Cowboys score right before the half. And maybe things just started to turn there. I also got to disagree with you. We'll talk about the Cowboys side of this in a moment. It's been an avalanche in Philadelphia for the last 2 weeks about the offense, right? Because they've been really bad. They have not been able to score. Well, it was against Green Bay, then they against the Lions.
I disagree with that a little bit. They controlled the game against Green Bay with the offense. They were very, very conservative.
Okay, well, whatever.
They were never in danger in that game.
They won both games, but it was the defense who was really the star, and everyone in Philadelphia is like, what's wrong with the offense? The owner has to meet with A.J. Brown. He's all ticked off talking in front of his locker. Reports coming out that Jalen Hurts is doing different things in the game that he is in practice. All of this stuff, and yet somehow you think now blowing a 21-point lead is going to galvanize the team? How the hell does that work? I thought that winning was like the deodorant, and this is, you know, Everything's all good. We can just, because who cares? We just continue to win. But now you feel better after they lose? Kind of feels like you can't have it both ways.
I don't feel better, but I do think, like, I'm not actually disagreeing with you. Like, it was ugly. Those wins over Green Bay and Detroit were so ugly.
Yeah.
I think they want to demote Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator, but they can't do it when they're winning. So this is a wake-up call. Listen, the offense was broken. You have to have somebody else calling the plays. That's sort of the narrative in Philly. So if they'd won this game, then it would have been more Kevin Petullo, more inconsistent offense. And there's two real issues. One, Lane Johnson is hurt. Their Hall of Fame right tackle. That is never good. And Saquon Barkley looks like his legs are shot. So I don't really know exactly what a new offensive coordinator or a new play caller can do, but they obviously need a mix-up here. So if they had won this game, which they easily could have won this game, if it wasn't for one fumble, they do win this game, then I think they stick with Kevin Petullo and the offense looks bad the rest of the season. Now, in 2022, they mix it up and Shane Steichen took over for Nick Sirianni and it changed the season. They got to the Super Bowl. In 2023, they did the same thing with Sean Desai, fired him, and I think they made Patricia the play caller.
Yep.
Something awful, and that did not work. Now I think they realize finally they realize, listen, this is not sustainable. We need to make a major change. Sometimes a loss can do that. And it, statistically, I mean, schedule-wise, they're still making the playoffs. They probably were not going to catch the Rams. So, no, I'm not going to cry in my beer about this one because I honestly think like they needed to fix something. Something needs to change in Philly. And it's not about A.J. Brown and all his whining because he did that last year and they were fine. It's more about how do we get this run game going? We're too predictable right now. Everyone knows exactly what's coming. Yeah. You got the feeling the Cowboys defense knew exactly what the Eagles were doing in the second half.
Yeah, you did. And it, I guess that's a loss on everybody. The Saquon Barkley fumble when they were in field goal range, and then you had the Tyshawn Gibson fumble in the red zone.
Which didn't actually kill them because the Cowboys blew that series.
Well, and the Cowboys were going for it on fourth down at the goal line and didn't get it, which kind of cracked the door open for Philadelphia. But ultimately, the Cowboys do prevail. And now from the Cowboys side of things, are people thinking playoffs? Because,
playoffs?
Yeah, 5-5-1 in the NFC. And
playoffs?
So obviously they're going to play on Thanksgiving because that's the Cowboys thing. They're going to play against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are coming off of an overtime win over the Colts where I put it squarely on the Colts. They lost that game. Like, they had control of it. They blew the game. Everyone in Indianapolis should be worried because that was a terrible showing by them, okay? They've lost on the road in Pittsburgh. Now, that one was not as bad. And even though Daniel Jones is throwing interceptions everywhere, yesterday was alarming if you are the Colts. But meanwhile, the Chiefs come in, maybe a little momentum, I guess. And for Dallas, I think there's a lot of people who want to start saying playoffs are a possibility. I wish the Cowboy fan would just see this for what it is, which is, you've helped your defense. The Quinnen Williams trade definitely helped. You know, you trade away Michael Parsons. All right, that's over. Quinnen Williams trade definitely helped. Getting Overshawn back definitely helped. George Pickens trade has been a revelation. That should be Jerry's. Like, that's the one he should take the most credit for. I don't know if he had anything to do with it. That's the one he should take the most credit for. But I think this is just a building block for next year. I don't think this is a playoff team when we are all said and done.
Yeah. I think there's a great chance because Kansas City has not been good on the road.
True.
And yes, if they could get either this game or Detroit's game, I think they win their last four because it's the Vikings, the Chargers, Commanders, and the Giants. The funny thing is I saw a graphic on ESPN, their FPI, Football Power Index. Of those last four, the only one that they gave the Cowboys the underdog status was at the Giants in Week 18.
Hell yeah.
What? The Giants are a weird team, man. Yesterday almost beat the Lions in Detroit.
But I got to tell you, if
we're outside, but we're inside.
If the Giants play all their starters and go hog wild to try and beat the Cowboys at Week 18, I'd be shocked. I mean, you gotta start sitting people, right? Like, I'm not sure exactly who you sit, but I cannot imagine that the Cowboys have a 43% chance of winning that game. So I think you have to adjust your analytics. I'd like to see, there's a website, and I don't have it in front of me, that does it based on Vegas odds, and the Cowboys are closer to 40% chance to make the playoffs. They just have to find a way to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, but knowing the Giants as well, they're going to win that Week 18 game and screw themselves out of a draft positioning, and everything will be wonderful.
Well, that's just their MO.
Oh,
but you
guys
already have a quarterback, so I think you have a quarterback. You have a quarterback who's not playing right now. So you have a quarterback,
James,
but he's hurt.
Right.
But yeah. I think the key issue here is Dallas is as talented as a playoff team. The question, if the question is about Dallas's talent, I think it's there. Obviously, Pickens and Lamb is now, I'd say, arguably the best receiving core. We know Dak is good. We know that offensive line they've invested a ton in. Now, you laid out the defense. That's a good case for them. The problem is the boneheaded things. Kevontae Turpin was awful,
yep,
and he's a Pro Bowler yesterday. Every punt was an adventure, which was unusual, and CeeDee Lamb lost his mind. So I have that's my question. When the pressure is on, will Dallas keep their cool?
You don't have a lot of evidence. You know, I mean, let's be honest. You're right. CeeDee Lamb, is he a big game player? He made one of the most incredible catches we've seen yesterday. Double coverage on the sideline. Somehow he comes up with the ball, yet he had drops all over the place. George Pickens has become a much more reliable receiver than CeeDee Lamb. And we've never really seen George Pickens in like a really big game.
Yeah, Pittsburgh didn't throw him the ball. And now you see what happens when you actually target him.
He's the Russell Wilson experience.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, how fun. Well, there was a Russ sighting yesterday. We'll get to that in just a moment. along the way yesterday, as the Cowboys are coming back on the Eagles had a 21 point lead. Cowboys score 20. What was the final score of this game?
24-21.
24 straight. Okay. So Dak Prescott in this game, Pearl, becomes now the Cowboys' all-time leading passer. And listen, it's like the era that we're in partially.
Sure.
And also, Dak's now been around for a decade.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. It's been a nice,
come on,
knock
Daddy.
On wood. It's a nice long career for him, even though he's had a couple injuries that have ended his seasons. Do you consider Dak Prescott a top three quarterback, though, for the Cowboys all time? Because you're going to put him now in with the likes of Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman.
Come on, yeah. Daddy.
And is he better than Romo?
So it's a... It's Romo versus Dak for the three spot. Is there anyone else? Craig Morton or somebody? Or,
what a day.
I think he's past Romo because Romo's career was cut short by the back injury. I think he's already past Romo, so I think he's number three.
Facts.
I just think that it's Staubach and it's Troy Aikman and then kind of a cliff, I think, for Cowboy fans. Obviously because neither of those guys, Romo or Dak, have won. But not just that, like, also, you can point to Dak has one really good playoff game, the one that ended Tom Brady's career against Tampa Bay. That was an excellent game, but you have big, huge playoff, failures. Right. Same with Romo.
Yeah, that's a problem. The guy you're putting him against has even more epic playoff failures. So, yeah, I think you got to give it to Dak right now. I'm doing recency bias, but that's a good poll. Who's had a better career?
Dak or Romo?
Yeah, and then your other competition is, Don Meredith and Danny White.
Danny White was
punter. Yeah, punter / quarterback. I love that guy. And Craig Morton. But I think Romo and Dak have had very good careers. I think Dak, he's only at 33, right? He's got probably five more years.
Oh, well, so, Jerry will keep paying him till the end of time. We already know that.
But I still think he's got five more years to be an elite quarterback. And I do think he's elite. Maybe as a Matthew Stafford situation where he gets even better and better in his 30s. We did see him run a little bit last night. And the fact that he flipped into the end zone, I thought that was...
Superman in the end zone.
Yeah, I thought that was the end of Dak Prescott. But yeah, I think he's going to have a good 30s. He does everything you want out of a quarterback in his 30s. He can see the field really well. He's got a great arm. I don't know why he wouldn't have five more years.
Tom Brady called
I pulled a hamstring on a treadmill 2 years ago. And I haven't gotten back on one since.
That's a Cowboys legend right there.
Tom Brady called it a John Elway moment. You hear that?
Oh, wow.
Brady was all over the road yesterday. He's all over the map. He was saying wrong names. I mean, listen, as someone who talks into a microphone, we say wrong names all the time. I get that. But, he does. He talks once a week. We talk every day.
Right. Well, that's more reason for him potentially to get some stuff wrong. He's only talking once a week.
Well, he has fewer chances. What I'm saying. We talk for 4 hours every single day. Every time we turn on these mics, there's a chance something goes wrong.
Listen, it's just Shador Sanders. 1 week of practice.
You can put up that poll question. Dak Prescott versus Tony Romo. Who had the better Cowboy career?
Romo only really had seven full seasons. And he was the leading passer in franchise history before. He felt like a non-complete product as a pro. I think, just like Dak, we were waiting for Romo to win in the playoffs. It felt like a disappointment. He was a very good quarterback, and he was undrafted, so that was a great story. But it felt like Romo should have done more. And I immediately think of the different playoff games, the Jessica Simpson thing, the fumbled, the botched snap on the kick. He wasn't even the starting quarterback. Yeah, it's a lot of sort of disappointments. By the way, can we just talk for 1 second about Romo as a broadcaster yesterday?
Oof.
He was calling stuff right, though. He actually... I hate to say it, Romo was back to Romo Dumas a little bit. He got a bunch of play calls right. And I think it's because he watches Kansas City pretty much every week.
Oh, because they do so many Chiefs games.
Yeah,
that's why. Not because he's been grinding film in his off time.
No, I felt like he understood the game flow very, very well yesterday. For what it's worth, I know that his voice kind of now drives people crazy a little bit. But he was on one last night. And Nance actually tries it too. He's pretty good. They know Kansas City like the back of their hand. They know every play that Kansas City has, they've watched 100 times now.
You said Tony Romo, the broadcaster?
Yeah, what did he do with that game?
To learn more, visit realizethedream.org.
What a day. Martin Luther King Jr. deserves to have a day named after him.
the broadcasting,
what a day.
The art of it, if you will, the craft.
Sure.
The thing that Romo and Brady both do, which they need to get right moving forward, and Romo's now been doing it for too long. He shouldn't. This is not an excuse. There's no excuse. They trail off. You can't trail off. This is, you know, Martin Luther King.
What a day. Martin Luther King Jr.
And this is the part we make fun of, but they do this a lot, Pearl, and Brady does it also, and they're not emphatic. Troy Aikman, listen to him. He doesn't trail off. Moose Johnston doesn't trail off. These guys who are actual really good broadcasters who've been doing this a long time. Chris Collinsworth, they don't trail off. They make the emphatic statement, and they don't get lost in trying to be right or I don't know.
Also, here's the guy.
The Romo-Jim Nance relationship and the that's never gotten better to me. It's still awkward. They're like attempts to be funny and jovial, and it's always just feels very weird.
Yeah, but I feel like you're judging broadcasting on way too much of a professional basis. Who's a really probably the most successful football?
John Madden.
Well, I know after Madden retired, who is the highest paid?
Oh, Gruden, but
Gruden, yeah. People love the lunacy. They love weirdness. They love peculiarity. They don't want the guy like, I mean, listen, Collinsworth's very good and he's so good that he gets away with it, but they don't want straight. They want, you know, kind of chaos and fun. And Romo's all over the place, I'll give you that. But even I kind of enjoy it. I kind of want to see what happens next. Because straightforward, good broadcast, it's football. Everybody knows. We watch this game so closely. I think a lot of character can help.
Flip right double, X-jip, 36 counter naked waggle at 7, X-quarter on 1. Ready, break.
Brady's way too straightforward. Brady's way too trying to be an analyst guy. Like, he's got to loosen up, I think. I don't know if he's capable of it. I kind of doubt it.
Did they ever ask him about cloning his dog?
Oh, they're never going to bring that up on the air.
Why
too
not?
Weird.
They don't have enough time in between downs.
Yeah, Fox doesn't
like,
want anything
so,
to do.
Cloned your dog. What the hell is that about? Are the Cowboys a playoff team is a Twitter question we have up for you. 69% of the audience, pardon me, saying no, they are not. Nice. Yeah, I know. You guys like that. No. So thankfully, most of the audience is with me on this one, which is let's not get over our skis here, everyone. Okay? Nice come-from-behind win. Great come-from-behind win. Against Philadelphia, no doubt, does not mean that all of a sudden the Cowboys are this dangerous team. They're better. They're definitely better than they were at the beginning of the year, where the defense was atrocious. Atrocious. Yesterday, the defense came up with some really timely turnovers, and obviously the Quinn and Williams trade has helped stabilize things against the run. But this is not a playoff team to me. They dug themselves in too deep of a hole.
Yeah, I mean, they did stuff Saquon Barkley last night. Jalen Hurts had more time to throw. Like, he didn't even know what to do. He had so much time to throw. The Kevin Petula, the Eagles coordinator, didn't understand whether the Cowboys were coming after Hurts or dropping back in coverage. He was totally outmanned by Matt Eberflus, which is kind of crazy. Wow. Because Eberflus has been off-criticized. But they had basically had no idea, are the Cowboys at a run look or a pass look? And they looked confused the entire second half. This it's not something you want to hear, but this loss might be good for the Eagles because they need a new play caller. They absolutely. The
so Eagles go offense back to Sirianni?
That's the thing. Sirianni's not good either.
Yeah.
Do it.
Who's the third man up?
I don't know. Let me pull up the coaches. I mean, they need Shane Steichen back. Can you get him back?
I don't think so.
A little busy. Although he blew the game, I thought, yesterday for the Colts. 888-710-4ISN.
Yeah, some Colts fans, I think, want to give him right back.
Seriously, 888-710-4476. We'll talk about what happened at the end of the Colts-Chiefs because all of a sudden, the Colts just completely lost their way.
Saquon Barkley yesterday was looking like Giants Peyton Hillis. That dude looked awful.
Oh, is that a Giants fan speaking?
Giants Peyton Hillis is crazy.
Whatever, man.
That's how he was running around.
Jahmyr Gibbs is still running all over.
We're not talking about the Giants or the Detroit Lions. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys and the putrid performance put up by Saquon Barkley in a big game.
By the way, why are
a little too happy about
why do the Eagles have no other like season play calls on their? I'm looking at their coaching staff. I don't know who any of these guys are. None of these guys, I think, have had any other play calling. That I see.
Oh, you know what the Eagles could do? They could bring back Chip Kelly. That's a great idea.
Oh, he's available. Chip Kelly got fired yesterday. Now you're using your noodle, Manny.
I got one. Parks Frazier.
Excuse me?
They have a guy named Parks Frazier, and I think he called plays in Indy. I got to double check that.
His first name is Parks?
Wow. Yeah. Or really?
No, he's a name. People,
this is he's a name.
that is in fact a name.
Like, birth certificate. There's a name.
He gets looks at bigger jobs a lot. So he's from.
But no one's ever heard of him.
He don't even got a bio on his website. He's trying to click his name and it's not giving me anything. They just have his name there.
No, guys, he's a commodity.
And you know,
just
what?
Ask Perloff's text.
I'm not asking a commodity. I'm just saying, like, he could call plays, and I, you know, listen, any play caller is dangerous to get a head coaching job.
Chances are the Eagles will still end up in the NFC Championship game.
Of course.
This guy, by the way, he looks like he looks a little bit like Jack Fritz.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, Jack.
Afternoon show producer.
He would be trying to call plays for the Eagles while also doing his job.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Cowboy fans, let's go. Is this a playoff team? Are you starting to believe? Also, Shedeur Sanders taking the field yesterday, winning in his first rookie start. I was going to say debut, but that happened last week and it went badly. Yesterday went much better. We'll break it all down for you next, M&P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, every week we do stock up, stock down in sports world. Busy, busy sports weekend. Maggie, why don't you get us started?
Okay, stock up. It's obvious, but got to say it. Shedeur Sanders couldn't have been worse last week. He gets thrown into the fire at halftime against the Ravens. It looked terrible, like he had never met any of these offensive teammates before. Turns out, kind of true. Gets a whole week of practice, whole week with the first teams. Yes, they're going up against the terrible Raiders, but these are the terrible Browns. So the fact that Shedeur looked more than competent running this offense, I think he deserves to get another start, and his stock is definitely on the rise.
Yeah, absolutely. Much better than I think most people expected. You know, this could be Monday morning quarterback. I didn't think he was that bad in that first game. At least he looked like an NFL quarterback, where Dylan Gabriel does not really look like an NFL quarterback. All right, can I do one just to impress Manny?
Sure.
How about a soccer player? Have you ever heard of Messi?
I have, yes. Argentinian, I believe.
Yes. Apparently, okay, he scored this weekend to lead Inter Miami to a win, and they're headed to the Eastern Conference Final. He broke the all-time MLS record for gold contributions, and Miami still has two games to play. That guy is so good. I didn't even know he played regularly enough. He's breaking records in the MLS.
Well, I mean, when it's playoff season, you got to put out your best stars, and that's exactly what Inter Miami is doing. They pulled off a victory the other day, and now they face New York City Football Club for the Eastern Conference title.
So Messi's still good? He's still amazing?
Well, if you put him out in Europe, he probably won't be able to produce at this level, but if you put him in the United States, oh my God, he looks like Barcelona Messi.
He looks like Bill Murray blocking the shot in the movie Rushmore. It's crazy. I was reading the headlines about his numbers. Like, he's dominating more than any of the other stars who've ever come over. Is that fair to say?
I mean, Zlatan had a hell of a run in the MLS, but I mean, it's Lionel Messi, for God's sakes.
So I figured that stock is already pretty high, but I'm going to go up. It's even higher now because Perloff's on board. Let's watch Inter Miami the rest of the year.
Yeah. This is when it hasn't happened until Perloff's seen it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins a title, is that going to be a thing?
MLS will definitely make it a thing. No doubt.
There you go.
Stock up Messi.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, like
that
guy.
You ever heard of Lionel Messi?
That guy needs more praise. Yeah. All right, the stock goes up. It's got to go down. I think this stock was already down. It's just going down more, and that's got to be J.J. McCarthy. Pearl, I know that the Green Bay defense is really good, but this was just awful. I mean, 12 for 19 for 87 yards passing and two picks. Just brutal. Like, if you can't. Your ground game's not going to have a prayer if they're not going to respect the passing game. And even with a talent like Justin Jefferson, who's still got four receptions, 48 yards on six targets, like, it's just not okay. And for a team that was, you know, a playoff team a year ago, and now this is going to be a gigantic step back when you don't even have, like, massive injuries you can point to. It's just the fact that the quarterback is not ready. Well, the quarterback himself was injured, but, like,
Jefferson might have been banged up a lot.
He's just not ready. Yeah. He's just not ready, and it cost them an entire season.
I don't think he's ever going to be ready. I'm not sure that he's got it.
That's nine.
I totally agree.
What?
That's nine, his alter ego.
And that's the other part why his stock goes down. You can't, first of all, giving yourself a nickname outside of Kobe Bryant calling himself the Black Mamba, it's a big no-no. And it's like there's no awareness. Mm. Like, it's a lack of self-awareness to be playing the way you're playing, but also feel like you can, you know, tout your alter ego. Nine was a zero yesterday, and he's been a zero.
12 completions yesterday?
Yeah.
That's divisible by nine, so it works out.
There you go. That's my stock down, J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, I already went obvious with my stock up. I'm going to do my stock down for the Las Vegas Raiders, because not only is obviously this year a disaster, I don't see a way out next year. They need a new quarterback. They need some receivers. They need an offensive line. How do you get all that in one offseason? They fired Chip Kelly. That's not enough. I feel like they are going to have a complete and total rebuild year next year, and another rebuild year. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I have no idea.
What if they get a quarterback? What if they get an awesome quarterback somehow?
Who's he throwing to? I mean, Trey Tucker was a bit hot gold. Look at here's their receiving core. Here are their starting receivers. Trey Tucker, Tyler Lockett, and Jack Beck, with Dante Thornton Jr. being the fourth guy. Here's their starting offensive line. DJ Glaze, Jordan Meredith, Will Putnam, Dylan Parham, and Stone Forsythe, who you talked about earlier in the show, got abused by Myles Garrett. They have one player on offense, Brock Bowers. You can't throw to him every time. I just don't see a way, even with a great quarterback. That was a problem with Geno. There's no talent around Geno right now. And Brock Bowers got hurt. It is a very, very bad situation for a very long time.
I got another stock down for you, and that's going to be Shane Steichen and the Colts. Yesterday, could have buried the Chiefs, big lead, and then all of a sudden just went completely sideways. Shane Steichen, Daniel Jones together is not a combination that I believe in when the heat gets really turned up, which is what happened in the fourth quarter when Steve Spagnuolo started sending a blitz, and Daniel Jones was lost, completely lost. I mean, throwing the ball up in the air, like, could have been so much worse, and Colts lose in overtime, Pearl. They've cracked the door open for the Chiefs. And if they see the Chiefs again in the postseason and lose to them, they should remember that day. And why coaches are winning the coin toss in overtime, in a new overtime where both teams possess the ball and you're taking the ball first, doesn't make any sense unless you're literally, your defense is all in the blue medical tent. I don't want to see a coach take the ball first in overtime. You got to know what you need. Do you need a field goal? Do you need a touchdown? Let the other team set the tone. It worked for Kansas City in the Super Bowl, and everyone should have known after that they beat the 49ers. Everyone should have known from then on, you defer.
It doesn't seem like the NFL is on the same page right now. So Vrabel, heading into the week, Vrabel was minus 105 for Coach of the Year. Steichen was plus 175. So I guess he probably wasn't going to win Coach of the Year anyway. Man, I got to tell you, some of the plays he designed in the first half were really, really good. So I think he's an awesome coach. And to be, they really should not have been beating Kansas City in Kansas City. I think Kansas City was shocked that they lost control of that game, because all the marbles on the line, you're facing Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead, and basically you get him down to the 3-yard line. All you have to do is keep them from having a drive there, and you've been sacking him all day long. I think that Chase Steichen thought that Jonathan Taylor was going to run better, and he had a little faith in Lou Anarumo. Come on, it's Patrick Mahomes. You're killing somebody for losing to Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
I still think Steichen will finish second in Coach of the Year voting. And I like him, man. I think he's a great play caller, because that team is not really that talented. I mean, they have any right to be this good on offense? Jonathan Taylor is really good, but he's made Daniel Jones look like a Pro Bowler. So I'm still into Steichen. Look at the guys that when Daniel Jones completes a pass, look how wide open that guy is. You think that's all Shane Steichen?
Got any more?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs, by the way. I told you guys he was the best player in the NFL. Not best player, but he's the most exciting player in the NFL. Manny, even you, Giants fan, you have to admit that was kind of awesome to watch him just run wild. What was the...
What?
No, it's not.
Is this your stock up, by the way?
Yeah.
This is stock up. Yeah, I don't mind. Jahmyr Gibbs is so fun that I don't care if he's on another team. He is absolutely...
Yeah, but Manny didn't enjoy that yesterday.
No, I hated it. Every single second of it. Every single yard. Every single step.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, really, dude.
It's like watching Michael Jordan beat the Sixers. You don't like watching Jahmyr Gibbs run?
Well, not against my team, man.
I love it.
It's not rocket science. It's sports.
I love it. Hey, you almost won the game anyway.
Oh, whoop-de-damn-do.
264
yards. Did you like watching George Pickens catch 9 passes for 146 yards against your team yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but George Pickens, no, not really.
Oh.
But Jahmyr Gibbs, I would have liked. I would have been, if we could have been, if it didn't cost him the game, and Jahmyr Gibbs had some crazy highlight runs, I would have very much enjoyed that. It's like Barry Sanders. But I used to watch Barry Sanders, even against the Eagles.
Yeah, well, George Pickens
looked
like Jerry Rice yesterday. Was that fun?
Yeah. But Barry Sanders was awesome. Even when he beat your team, it was completely amazing.
So was Jerry Rice.
No, Jerry Rice, that wasn't like Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders would do this whirling dervish thing. Come on, you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyone? No?
Yeah, sure. Barry Sanders.
No, we know he's great. No one wants to see him run over their team. It's not fun when someone else has a career day against your team. Even if you respect it, nobody wants to watch it. All right, there's your MVP.
I was rooting for my team to lose, and I was happy Lamar Jackson couldn't run.
Still, right.
I don't want to see him just like pants by Jets on national TV. Who wants to see that?
You just want to get beat in an anonymity. You don't want to get beat in a way that is like just totally embarrassing, like what happened yesterday with the Giants.
Back when in the 90s, I enjoyed watching Michael Jordan dunk on Sixers center Mike Jaminski. I'm not going to lie. I was like, that was awesome.
That's why Sixer fans suck.
Back then, trust me, EJ, we were not going to beat Michael Jordan. You might as well enjoy the show. I'm being dead serious. And same with the Giants. You might as well enjoy Jahmyr Gibbs. What the heck do you think is going to happen?
They had the lead.
So what? They didn't even need to win. He was awesome. He would get into the backfield, and God, he's so much faster. For a little guy, he's outrunning all the DBs. Amazing.
Yeah, we all watched it. Okay. Let's get to Bogish, who's got headlines for us. What's
I hated
up?
That.
These headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. Deeper. In Eagle Collapse is cool, a Cowboy comeback not so much.
Prescott on second down. Back and runs up out of the pocket. Runs to his left, to the 10, to the 5, touch to his right. Somersault at the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown for the captain! Touchdown, Prescott!
The great Brad Sham on Cowboys Radio. Dak Prescott threw a pair of touchdowns, then ran for that one to fully erase the Eagles' 21-zip second quarter lead, that is. Dak then set up Brandon Aubrey's game-winning 42-yard kick as time expired.
When you have a game like this, talking about the belief or knowing, that's what this allows guys in that locker room to do is to believe we're going to come back, or know that we have the team, the brotherhood, the connection to do just that.
This is the largest lead the Eagles have blown since 99, and it happened despite Jalen Hurts remembering he can throw to A.J. Brown, 8 catches, 111 yards, and a score. The Rams taking advantage of the Philly loss, pounding the Bucs in L.A. on Sunday Night Football 34-7. It was 31-7 at halftime. Tampa losing its third straight and lost Baker Mayfield to a left shoulder injury, MRI today. Todd Bowles will start Teddy Bridgewater if necessary.
Teddy will play if he's out for some time. Obviously, we'll bring up Connor from behind and we'll go from there. Very confident in what Teddy can do. With a full week of practice, taking every snap and every play, you know, we think it'll be fine.
The Bucs play the Cardinals this weekend. Mayfield threw for just 41 yards, two picks before getting hurt. He did not return for the second half. Lastly, from yesterday, the Raiders fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly a few hours after that 24-10 loss to the Browns, where Geno Smith was sacked 10 times.
Who is Connor? I just looked it up, and I don't even know if I have the right name.
Yeah, I was wondering who
we'll
Connor
We'll bring up
was
Connor from behind. Is Connor Bazilek?
Sure. Yeah. Is he on the Bucs practice squad?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's do it.
Yeah, he's the former Bowling Green quarterback.
Oh, of course, the Falcons.
Teddy said that like, oh, you guys all know we'll bring up Connor. Okay.
Ah, yeah, Connor.
I'll just let the audience figure that one out.
Yeah, Connor.
Teddy Bridgewater is, I'd say, the leader in the clubhouse for the best backup quarterback commercial. What's his, the woman is breaking up with her boyfriend, and he says, it's not your job to.
No, you got it wrong.
What is it?
It's two women who are sitting at a coffee shop.
Sure.
And one woman is trying to complain about her boyfriend to the other woman, and the woman's not paying attention. The friend is not. So she calls in backup friend Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
And he engages into the conversation.
Yes. Yeah, he puts, his hands on his chin, too. Yeah.
He goes,
you're really committed.
You're not a mechanic. It's not your job to fix them.
Yes, that's a lie.
It's a great commercial.
Is he still a suspended high school football coach?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Good thing the NFL does not.
That's kind of lame.
No, I know.
He was just like buying pizza and giving rides to kids.
You
right?
can't do that, Maggie.
Yeah.
It's like an unfair advantage. I'm like, I don't know. That's like always seems like what the best high school coaches
always do. You should not
do.
Be feeding the children, Margaret.
I think he was paying for like recovery stuff, like massages and that kind of stuff too. Yeah.
It's a bridge too far.
Wow, unintended. Bridge too
a Bridgewater
far.
Too.
Wow, I'll be Maggie, here, all, that, that
I'll be
a,
here mostly all week.
That is a Perloff-ism right there.
Sitting next to him for too long. Anything else, Bugs?
I mean, I got a lot, but I don't want to follow that. I can't believe Perloff somehow, before I was going to play this, randomly mentioned Messi.
DePaul leaves for Messi. Messi to Silvetti. Silvetti across Messi's header! Is in!
So Messi scored once last night and then three second-half assists. Inter Miami crushing FC Cincinnati 4-0. NYCFC then beat the regular season champs, the Philadelphia Union, 1-0. So New York and Miami meet in the Eastern Conference Final in Florida on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
And Cal football reportedly firing head coach Justin Wilcox. They are bowl eligible for a third straight season, but just 6-5, 48-55 overall in his 9 seasons. Ron Rivera, don't forget, theoretically gets to make this hire now for Cal. He's their GM.
So this is a tough coaching cycle to be like Cal or, Virginia Tech worked out really well. They got James Franklin.
Yeah, they got kind of lucky.
But some, like the Lane Kiffin saga is still going on. We'll get to that in just a moment. We got details for you. But if you're Cal, like, is this the time you want to be in a coaching search?
Arkansas also is in a tough spot, too.
I mean, but Arkansas, to be fair to them, they jumped into this months ago.
I know, but who's talking about anybody going to Arkansas? Rhett Lashley just got a huge, huge bag to stay at SMU. So,
yeah.
Like, those mid-tier teams, I would hate to be in. That's why I think FSU kept Mike Norvell. They were just like, what are we doing here? Nobody's going to want to pick us over some of these other schools.
Yeah, it's a tough cycle to be in. But, yeah, Arkansas at least fired Pittman, like, they were one of the first. Yeah, they didn't realize what was going to happen after.
They let Bobby Petrino coach the rest of the season. That's how much they didn't care.
Like, if they knew that Brian Kelly was going to get fired, Napier, you probably could have figured out.
The name I saw floating around for Cal, he's 8-4 in the HBCUs. How about DeSean Jackson?
Oh.
Look at that.
Delaware State, 8-4.
Does he bring Marshawn?
I don't know. Does he bring Clinton Portis? They're podcast partners.
Don't do that.
Just definitely run the ball into the end zone. Do not fumble to one.
I like to sleep with the fan on, even when it's chilly outside.
No, there was a story, and this was 100% a rumor, so I'm just going to tell you that was a rumor. There was a rumor in D.C. when Clinton Portis was the running back for the Washington football team that we don't say the name of anymore, and he got pulled over, and they asked, what's your address, and he didn't know.
I love that guy.
Maybe even someone else in the car.
Great Miami Hurricane.
710.
I would have said the football stadium address.
Yeah.
I would have said like RFK Stadium.
This was also
the end zone
before the time of
the north end zone, buddy.
This is before the time of GPSs and things like that.
Oh,
you
MapQuest?
Actually had to know where you lived. I don't even know if MapQuest is around.
Good Lord, you guys lived around in the Stone Age.
It was tough. We used to get lost. We had maps, actual maps,
like real maps.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that you would fold up and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You had to, like, ask people for directions and then hope they
God.
Were right.
Can you imagine with my social anxiety? I'd be lost forever.
Still driving around. Now, is that Main Street or Main Avenue?
Who knows? Who cares? Let's just keep driving on it.
888-710-4ISN. How did we get anywhere? 888-710-4476. Coming up, they did it again yesterday. How? How do they keep winning these games? Tell you who we're talking about next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Welcome back. Get to the Bears in just a moment. How they keep pulling out these wins, bro. It's just unbelievable. And they stay atop the NFC North. But quickly, can I tell you a quick story from my dinner on Saturday night? So me and a bunch of chicas go out on the town for my friend's birthday. And we get to this big restaurant. We were kind of going big, right? It's a bunch of women. We don't really get to go out very much. And because everyone's got kids and jobs and all that stuff. So we go out. And we got this big table. We got eight women all at the table.
Fun.
So we're like, all right, you know, we all love our friend. It's her birthday. Let's start big. It was Kelly. Round of champagne, okay? Or bubbly, whatever they had. Prosecco champagne, doesn't matter, okay? Round of bubbly to get all to put the boat in the water, you know, on this big table. A lot of us don't know each other very well. So loosen everybody up a little bit. So we're kind of like in the back in this big circular table, okay? And so we can see the busboy slash waiter, whoever it was.
Italian restaurant?
No. With a tray with eight champagne glasses on it.
Oh, no. Are you setting up what I think you're setting up?
I wish. How is everything in the world now videotaped somehow? There's video for everything, and somehow there is not video for this. The guy's coming towards the table, and he's walking on carpet. And all of a sudden, the foot hits something, Pearl, and it was like a movie. I swear it was happening in slow-mo. The dude caught himself, and as the tray with eight champagne glasses is just wobbling, one goes down. I'm still thinking of it. It was like a bowling pins, just every
that
single...
That poor busboy waiter person, man.
Did the whole restaurant stop?
We were in like this little smaller area, so it just freaked everybody out. You know, it's like a big, loud crash, you know, eight champagne glasses. And then he had to clean it all up.
Oh, that poor guy.
Then he had to bring more.
Did the glass just shatter everywhere?
Shattered everywhere. We were all crunching on glass the rest of the night.
You know, he probably thought about that the entire weekend. That happened on Saturday night.
Saturday
ruined his Sunday.
Poor guy.
And champagne glasses are really thin glass, right?
He was He handled it in stride. What are you going to do? I was happy that, you know, sometimes this happens where like the restaurant people will, like, clap. I'm glad nobody like more embarrassed him. It just got really quiet. And that was the beginning of the dinner.
Well, wait until he went back into the kitchen and he was like, hey, guys, I need that champagne again. And they probably clapped for him then.
Listen, it was a huge restaurant. It was very busy. This kind of stuff happens all the time. But like he bit it. And I'm like, how is everything in the world on videotape? And somehow this got away.
That ever happened to you?
Oh, I've dropped stuff. Totally. I grew up in the restaurant business. Yeah, you drop things all the time. I don't think I never had a disaster like that. 8 champagne glasses just crash.
What's the biggest disaster that you had while serving?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I've spilled wine on people.
On people?
Wow. Red wine?
Red wine?
I've never read in my recollection.
So what are you supposed to do as a waiter when you mess up like something like that? What's the professional reaction?
You just clean it up. Just clean it up. That's the number one. If you spill wine on somebody, I think the etiquette would be to quickly get them club soda so that maybe can lift the stain out. And then you offer to pay their dry cleaning bill if it's like red wine. This thankfully did not.
You have no remorse for that poor guy, man. You also worked in the restaurant business.
He dropped 8 champagne glasses. It was so funny.
You're over here laughing at this poor guy. You also worked in the restaurant business. Show some compassion. You're evil.
No, it's one of those things. It's almost like when someone slips on the ice, and it's so funny, but you have to first ask, like, are you okay? Because that's what good people do.
Well, that's what happened in this studio last week.
What's that?
Remember when our guy, Scarpacci, absolutely bit it sitting next to right in Manny's chair.
Manny, I thought Scarpacci was filling in for you on Friday. I thought he fainted back there. Fell off the chair and fell onto the ground.
Yeah, and that was the hardest thump I think I've ever heard in my life.
Was it during the show?
It was a commercial break.
Commercial break. It was literally the first commercial break. So this is how the show began, basically.
God, he fell on his face at 6:20 in the morning?
Nope, on his butt.
Probably why he fell. At 6:20. It's probably why, because it was so damn early.
The guy sleeps here to make sure that he's on time for the shift, and he was that disoriented?
Yeah, he just got his feet got tangled up.
Scarpacci.
Oh, it was...
I forgot about that. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I think the whole building shook. I mean, he just hit so hard.
Yeah, it's not because he's a big dude.
No, because the chair is high, so because I had it sort of caught my eye, he got some air. There was some hang time from the when he got up to the fall.
And just for a visual here, if you guys were not watching on the stream, Scarpacci doesn't act, but looks a bit like Chris from Family Guy. Not exactly, but kind of, right?
His long hair, but besides that.
He doesn't act like him. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see the comparisons. You're an evil woman again.
Evil. Nothing bad happened. The busboy drops 8 champagne glasses.
And now you're making fun of the way Scarpacci looks.
No, Scarpacci's fine. He does a great job.
Does spectacular
job. He recovered from that. I mean, I didn't know if he was going to be able to. We're going to have to get someone out of the bullpen.
I didn't know that he sleeps here before the shift. Is that true?
Yes, he told me that too.
Yeah, he's anxiety riddled. I have no idea. One of the couches around here, but he's riddled with anxiety that he'll miss his alarm to come in here for this, time slot.
I respect that.
So he'll come in from Long Island overnight, take one of the last trains out of Long Island, and go ahead and sleep in here.
Man, that's
kind of smart.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's commitment.
It's dedicated.
That sounds like a part-time worker in a radio station.
I mean, that is true too.
He should have a bigger job.
I am glad that he does have a home, by the way, that you cleared that up, that he does live in Long Island in a home. He's not just like wandering around waiting for Maggie Perloff shift.
Waiting for Manny to take the day off. Manny, you missed the Costco guys.
I did see that, but all right. If I miss the Costco guys, I guess I'll just go to my local Costco.
Not the same.
Sure, they'll be there.
It'll be 3 big booms if I go there by myself. Yeah.
Are you a fan too?
I dabble.
You know who reached out, was so excited that we got to meet him?
Who's that?
Bart Winkler.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Bart Winkler, hosts later on this evening on Infinity Sports Network.
You say Kajuk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.